I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Last week, the United States Congress was introduced to a bipartisan resolution condemning international apostasy and blasphemy laws. House Resolution 512 encourages the protection of international religious freedom. Speaking on the topic, Bruce Allen of FMI, who works frequently in the area of blasphemy laws, says if implemented, H.R. 512 is the U.S. saying if a country has these laws on the books, it'll affect how the U.S. works with them. And this is where it gets tricky.
Think of a place like Saudi Arabia, and we're considering selling military equipment and arms to them, and yet they're one of the main violators of this, as well as some other countries.
Please pray nations around the world will amend and repeal their apostasy and blasphemy laws, and pray for the release of those who are unjustly imprisoned under these laws. And as a popular immigrant and refugee haven, it's not uncommon in the U.S. to hear more than one language at your grocery store. This diversity means American Christians don't have to go overseas to reach the nations with the gospel. We can be a global witness in our own backyards. Joshua Harrison with Audio Scripture Ministry says their audio Bible translations are available on apps and audio players that you can give to others.
Our Latin America director, Jim Locher, met someone at a cell phone shop and discovered that this was a native Zapotec speaker. They had recorded his language, and this man's face just lit up when he saw that he could play it in his own language, the Bible. And he said, "I must call my family and tell them about this back in Mexico."
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries, and this month, Deaf Bible Society offers a special guide to advocate bringing the gospel to the deaf in their unique sign languages. To help, look for the banner at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.